Hi, I'm Steve Londra, superintendent and high school principal at Sand Creek Community Schools. Before beginning, I'd like to thank WLEN for allowing our school district this unique opportunity to honor our 2020 senior class. That stated, it's my sincere pleasure to congratulate and commend the Sand Creek High School graduating class of 2020 on their accomplishments. While many will remember these Sand Creek seniors as the class of COVID-19, that's not what I'll remember most about them. Sand Creek is very proud of the way this group of students has conducted themselves throughout their high school years. As it relates to this year's senior class, what's even more unprecedented than COVID-19 is the fact that 40% of them are graduating with a 3.5 GPA or higher. I know I can speak for the Sand Creek administration, teachers, support staff, and coaches when I say that we all have a deep appreciation and high degree of respect for the Sand Creek class of 2020 and everything they've done to emulate our school district goals. They've excelled in academics, they've excelled in athletics and extracurricular activities, and they've excelled in developing strong and important social-emotional skills. These attributes paint a very positive outlook for our 2020 graduates. Simply stated, these guys rock. Aside from academic excellence, the class of 2020 is a very tight-knit, caring group of unique individuals. They've done a great job of supporting and taking care of each other, and they've had a lot of fun in the process. I'm all but certain that these qualities will transfer to our 2020 seniors leading happy, healthy, and productive lives, no matter the paths they choose. The school is also very proud of the way our seniors have handled the COVID-19 adversity that was unexpectedly bestowed upon them during what would have been some of their most memorable senior days, events, and moments. As opposed to feeling sorry for themselves, they chose to move forward and to make the best of it. For that reason, the Sand Creek class of 2020 will always hold a special place in the hearts of the Aggie Nation. So on behalf of the Sand Creek staff and community, again, I would like to thank and congratulate the Sand Creek graduating class of 2020 on their accomplishments and to thank them for participating in this broadcast. My parting thoughts for our Sand Creek seniors are to stay confident, stay strong, and stay resilient. We love you guys, and we are very proud of who you are and what you represent. Go Aggies!
Hi, this is Matt Benj, advisor, Sand Creek class of 2020. It's never easy to say goodbye to seniors. Parents, teachers, coaches, schools, and communities do it every year, and it brings all sorts of emotions. And in small schools like the Creek, there are certain classes who go through that just seem to be the glue that hold things together, creating an environment of throwback school spirit. There is no doubt that the class of 2020 are one of those unique groups. There were the captains leading their teams onto the fields, courts, tracks, mats, and into the arenas year after year. The drum major leading the band, the Excellence Award winners at the Tech Center, the student government officers, FFA state degree recipients and gold medal winners, National Honor Society members, the lead in the school plays, the county forensic champs, float building champs, spirit war champs, and the FCA Friday Morning Prayer Warriors, who week after week consistently lifted up to God their classmates and their school, asking for His blessing. This class will always be remembered as a class that made the lives of those around them better for knowing them during their high school years. So peace and blessings to the class of 2020. COVID-19 or no COVID-19, you simply couldn't have done it any better.
Hi, I'm Molly Breitenbach. I'm a senior at Sand Creek High School, and I just want to thank all of the staff, administration, and teachers for always believing in us and always supporting us. I am so thankful to be a part of such an amazing and supportive community, and I wouldn't want to spend the last 4 years with any other school or community. So thank you for everything, Sand Creek, and I will miss you.
To my friends, my classmates, and my lifelong partners, we are strong. We were born in the midst of 9/11, and we graduate during a pandemic. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it's God showing us how strong we are. You know, if you look from spirit wars to classwork to sports to everything, we've always been strong. And like Jesus says in John 16:33, these things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. And we will overcome.
Say thank you to our teachers, our amazing class advisors for supporting us and guiding us through these last few years, my family, and most importantly my mom for being by my side every step of the way. Lastly, I just want to congratulate my fellow classmates, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for all of us.
A huge thank you goes out to our teachers, faculty members, and especially our advisors for supporting the class of 2020 and helping us reach to where we are today. To the future generations of Sand Creek, find your niche, whether that be in sports, FFA, band, or anything. Find the people who are going to be the ones who support you for the next 4 years. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there and keep on rocking that Aggie pride.
Hello, my name is Grace Frankmore, and I'm so excited to be able to take time to thank the community of Sand Creek and all the teachers and coaches who are there for all the support over the last 4 years of my high school career. And, you know, I'm just so thankful that I've been blessed with such an awesome high school experience, and I pray that other students are able to experience the same thing. And I hope that everybody is staying safe and enjoying this time with their family.
Hello, my name is Noah Benj, and I am proud to be a graduating senior of Sand Creek High School. I want to thank all of my teachers for all of the guidance and advice throughout my years at Sand Creek. I appreciate all of the knowledge and values that have been instilled in me by the Sand Creek community and staff. I also want to thank my classmates for making high school an enjoyable and safe environment. One piece of advice I would give to an incoming high schooler would be to maintain your goals and work your hardest to achieve them. Thank you.
I would like to thank everyone in the Sand Creek community for all the opportunities we have been given over the years, whether it is in academics, band, or sports. At Sand Creek, it is such a special community that helps others and truly cares about their students. They set us up for life. They have taught me that a small, close community is just as strong as a big one, and that is an honor to be an alumni from Sand Creek, and that I will always be welcome back home. I'm so proud to be an Aggie, and I will always bleed green.
The Sand Creek staff, community, and parents, thank you. You've been our support system, our teachers, our role models, our cheerleaders, our fans, and so much more. You guys are the reason we are where we are today. We have you to thank. You guys have made our high school career one we will never forget. To my classmates, thank you for all the memories we've made over the years. It may not have ended the way we wanted it to, but I can't wait to see where our future takes us.
My name is Martina Luce, and I'm a senior at Sand Creek, and I just want to take this time to thank all the staff, teachers especially, administration, and just the Sand Creek community as a whole for always being there for the class of 2020, and especially during this time, making us feel loved and going out of their way to just make things happen for us. And I just want to thank you all for shaping me and leading me to the person that I have become today. Thank you, Sand Creek.
My name is Hannah Reckner. In the fall, I plan on attending the University of Toledo, studying biology with a pre-med track. After graduation, I plan on attending medical school to become an orthopedic surgeon. I would like to thank my classmates, teachers, support staff, coaches, and especially my parents for getting me to where I am today. Congratulations to the class of 2020. We did it.
Hi, my name is Casey Ringvist, and I'm a senior at Sand Creek. I just want to start by saying thank you to each and every person who ever invested or believed in me or helped me along with my high school career. You helped shape me into the leader I am and helped me possess the character that I have. And because of that, I am prepared and excited to going into the future. I am so grateful to have gone to Sand Creek, and once an Aggie, always an Aggie. Moving forward, I'll be going to Siena Heights University with a social work major, and I'm going to be on the sideline competitive cheer teams.
Congratulations, class of 2020. This is Mrs. Gunter, and I would like to say what an exceptional class you are. As I have had 8 wonderful years to work with you, not only as a teacher for 2 years, but also a class advisor. Over those years, I have watched you grow from being elementary students to adults entering the real world. We have ventured to fifth grade camp, moving up to the high school, traveled to Washington, D.C., worked on floats for 4 fun years, went to Cedar Point 2 years in a row, created an awesome junior prom at MIS, and worked concession together over those 8 exciting years. Now is your time to celebrate the beginning of the rest of your life and take what you have learned at Sand Creek into the world and open the doors that we have only unlocked for you. Congratulations on your well-deserved success and best wishes for your next adventures. Congrats!
Seniors, this is Mrs. Rue, and I have 6 crazy facts to share with you. I have watched 2 of you grow up since daycare. I had a 3rd of you as 2nd graders. I taught you in 6th grade when you transitioned to the middle school. I also surprisingly team taught with Mrs. Lyons your 7th grade year and had you again. I went to Washington, D.C. with you your 7th grade year. I have been your class advisor for 4 years, but it clearly feels like so much longer. This class has an undeniably close bond that can't be broken, even with the circumstances. When you were called to action to serve or raise money, you were there. When you were challenged to be creative and build floats, you came out victorious. When you were challenged by the student body to be the best class during Spirit Wars, you brought it all. And this is why I have no doubt that the Sand Creek Class of 2020 will achieve great things. It was my honor to serve you as your class advisor these last 4 years. You will all hold a special place, not only in my classroom, but also in my heart. Good luck.
Hey guys, it's Carter here. And I'd just like to start off by saying congratulations. You know, a lot of people are going around saying, oh, we're so sorry for you. We don't even know what it must be like. But something I haven't heard many people say is congratulations. Whether it ended the way we wanted it to or not, we did in fact make it. It's over, we finished high school, and soon enough, we will officially graduate. And I just want to encourage you guys and to remind you that those 4 years that everybody talks about, those 4 years that everyone says are some of the worst that they'll go through in their lives, I believe that those 4 years for us were some of the most special that we will have. I think we really bonded as a class. We really got to know each other and make a lot of good memories together. And I just want to encourage you guys to focus on the positives, you know? Think about the good times we had, going all the way back to elementary school, the trips to the Toledo Zoo, you know, and then in middle school, the trips to Washington, D.C. and Chicago. You know, think about high school, about Spirit Wars, about homecoming, about prom, about homecoming dance, about building the float. So many positive things that we can think about and look back on and get a positive memory of, because we have so many of those things that we did go through as a class. And I just want to say to you guys that we shouldn't always focus on the negative. We should focus on the positive, but here's another thing to think about. What kind of great people did you know that didn't go through adversity? All great people go through adversity. And it doesn't matter about right now. It matters about the future. The future is what's going to be impacted and affected by us. Because as we go through this hard time, God is forming us, shaping us, molding us into the people that He wants us to be in the future. And for some people, He doesn't need to use a pandemic. But for us, He knows how special we are. So just take these words as encouragement. I love you guys, all of you, class of 2020. And think about the positives and think about the good things that are going to come out of this. So stay encouraged, guys. I love you all. Stay safe.